Next month, I will be celebrating 42 years in and around the financial arena. And I'm here to tell you now, I've never been more concerned, worried, and in some sense, petrified of what is about to take place in our secular world. But for me, and hopefully many others, the real peace comes in the salvation through the cross that Jesus Christ went to in order for my eternal life to be secure. But my job now is to speak about our natural life, which is in extreme danger on many fronts, but none more so than a word that, ironically, you cannot find a positive comment on in the most important book ever published, the Holy Bible. And that is debt. We are now at a point where we've just had the Congressional Budget Office, who has raised the alarm before with little or no interest from the powers that be, and has gone from a $50 trillion expectation of national debt to $54 trillion and now $64 trillion because of the continuous insanity out of Washington on deficit spending, with absolutely no action at all to stem this insanity, which is completely out of control. So we are in the final countdown, and it's no longer just a nice song to listen to. I am telling you again, for I don't know how long now, that debt, the dirtiest four-letter word in our vocabulary when it comes to our economic, social, and political lives, is completely out of control, not only on the national level, state level, and even local levels, but in other areas of the world. And the greatest book ever written, a book that has built the foundation of my work for at least the last 25 years, is screaming, begging, pleading for, at least on an individual basis, to get out of debt, because we are going to face, most of us are likely to still be alive when the day of reckoning fully hits. Remember this report by the Congressional Budget Office, the last bastion of bipartisanship in Washington, has now greatly increased the number, and keep in mind, does not take into account higher inflation, any type of recession, an almost perfect world, and we still get the $64 trillion. And here's the simple math. And here's what you need to ask the Don't Worry, Be Happy crowd on Wall Street and the financial media tied to the hips and the vast majority of people in the financial service industry, who will all not answer this question and sidestep it or tell you not to worry. But it is the one question you need to ask yourself. If we hit $64 trillion, and it's a debt that must be paid, at 5% interest, which is not a high interest rate at all, especially when people are looking at you as potentially not being able to pay back, we are talking about over $3 trillion in an interest expense. Explain to me how a country that's only at its best ever taken in $5.2 trillion, and even if we go to $6 trillion in revenue by then, how half of all the money will go to an interest expense, and you can have an expectation that the government you're currently used to will still be able to act and provide you the services you're hopeful that they now still can give you. If you can get by that question, congratulations. I can't, because I know the answer. Please now have a most blessed Friday.